In the middle of the Shal, the Gemara just said that there are four places that we pass on like Rebbe Eliezer. And Nilchus Tumatiris here, we had four cases we pass on like him. The last question was, like the Suleke, no more, the Ikud the Tanan, Rebbe Lezer says, Yeh Melamden Esektano. We teach it, Kaptah Gemara here, we teach Ketano, Melamden Esektano, Shetimoyen. That we teach the Ketano, Shishugav Mian. This is a Gemara in Yevomis. Rashi said there's a case, well, let's say two brothers were married to two sisters. That one sister was a Gedola, one sister was a Ketano. So the brother that married the Ketano is only Kedushim with Rabbanan. And now what happened was the older brother died. So really his wife falls to Yibum to the other brother, Midiraisa. Just right now the other brother is married to his sister, Midrabbanan, so he can't really be Miyabno. Therefore, the eighth is we tell this the Ketano to make Miyun. And Miyun means he just says goodbye to him in front of Edim. And therefore, it's like Eikah the Kedushin, as if they're never married. So, therefore, now he'll be able to make kind of his mitzvahs Yibim Midiraisa. So, that's his lesson of Melamdin as Ketano. We teach the Ketano, the younger wife that's only married Midrabbanan, Shetimoin, but she should say no to him, like goodbye to him. And therefore, her Kedushin is off. And therefore now her husband, the brother, will be able to miyabim the sister to make kind of the mitzvah midiraisa. And on this, the Omer of Yudah Mashmuel, Halacha Kareb Eliezer, we pass like Rebbe Lezer also. Says so such kash, Akum, before we said only in four places we pass like Rebbe Lezer, here's another place we pass like Rebbe Lezer. The Mora says that Ki Omer Shmuel, Halacha Kareb Eliezer, Bedalit, When did Shmuel say we passed only in four places like Rebbe Lezer? That's only maybe in Seder Tyrus. Those four halachas had to do with Tyrus. But the Shas Adorim, but the rest of Shas, it could be Ketuvah, it could be the other places that we talk about passing like Rebbe Lezer. Therefore, there's not a kasha. This is another case to be passing like Rebbe Lezer. The Mor says, Vachinam and Mistav, this makes a lot of sense also. That's not because we learned like this, a Mishnah in Chala, that Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Lezer says, Aforoida. For noisin lasal, I mean a person that baked small pieces of dough, that each dough by itself was not the shear of challah. So far he was potter. But after he baked them, aforoidi takes it off the fire, off the oven, and he puts it into one big basket of noisin lasal, so locher is hasal mitzarfim. The sal, the basket is mitzarfim lachallah. So if you have now a shear of this baked challah in the basket, on enough 5 pounds, so you have to give a take of challah. And here it says what? The Yomer of Yudah Mashmuel, Halacha Kareb Lezer. We pass in another case like Rebbe Lezer. The Sol of Zchur Tzakash, how come before you only said four? So the answer is, Shema, I mean, there's another proof to say that there could be other places in Shas we pass in like Rebbe Lezer, more than just four. That he said four means only in Hilchos Tyrus. The other Gemara says, like how come he's saying after the first answer, you have to bring a proof to it. Like, why is the second case any better of a proof than the first case? Mayuma mahai mahai. It's almost like this. It could be no. You need a second proof for the real answer. Because, mishum dekoi rebeloz de kavosei. Because it could be that we pass in the first case by Mian, like Rebbe Eliezer. It's not really because of Rebbe Eliezer. But there's another ton of rebelozo that also holds like that. There's now, learn like this. Rebelozo oimer. Melam din es haktano shetimoin boi. We teach the ketano, we tell her, shishibim amayin. So it comes out, not only Rebbe Eliezer, but it's also Rebbe Lozo. So could be that's why there's no proof to say we pass from Rebbe Lozo in other parts of Shas. So, therefore we have to bring down the second case, yes, mashmos, we pass from Rebbe Lozo in other places in Shas. So you have to give the answer before it was only by Tyrus. The other more says, Oh, me, koi, is it true what you're saying? Is it true that Rebbe Lozer holds like this? I've atzrucha masruchin in lehu, voloi dami ladodi. At the end, the Gemara says, you need both cases, and they're not dami ladodi. The Gemara there says, you need both the case of Rebbe Eliezer on Malamdin et Ketano, and also Rebbe Lozer's halacha, the two different halachas. So Rashi says, Oh, me, koi, atzrucha masruchin in lehu, hosom diyam ashmo bekamai sloka, Rebbe Eliezer. And the Gemara says you need both cases that the Srichas is. In other words, one case is not the same case as the other. So against the Silla Kasher, Who says we pass by the first case of Reb Lezer only because of Reb Lozer? They're two different halachas. So there should be a proof from the first case that there were other cases where we pass them like Reb Lozer. So the verse says no. The reason why the first case by itself is not a good proof, Ela Mishum Dekoi Reb Yehuda Ben Bava Kavosai. It's not Reb Lozer, but it's Reb Yehuda Ben Bava that also holds like Rebbe Eliezer. So that's why by Mipaskin Malambinas Katana Shatimoyin Boy, the Tani would learn like this. Reb Yehuda Ben Bava. Hey it hey devor. He said over hey halach is mashmi pasnas this way. First of all, he says in shemaman and es ketanis to make the ketanis make mian. So that's the whole like Rabbi Eliezer's halacha. That when there's a purpose to tell it to make mian, we tell it to make mian. So kids, so that's why we pasken like Rabbi Eliezer, because here we have a Yudim and Bubba like him. So therefore, there's no proof to say that we really pasken Rabbi Eliezer by himself. That's why you have to bring down the proof of chala that we pasken Rabbi Eliezer in other places in Shas. Now another one of the lochas that he said over these five lochas is the shemasim es isha pi edechon, that an isha, that a husband went away, and an edech comes and tells her that her husband died, she's let her rely on the edechon and remarry. Because the Gemara says the Sfon Yivamis, that an isha is daika mitzvah, she takes it out well and she can rely on the edechon. Another edus was v'shenisko tanagol b'yushlayim al shorah ges nefesh. Even though the Pasuk only says that a shor is nisgal, the shor kills the man, we kill the shor, but lav dafka shor, who had dinner for tanagol of a chicken, goes and kills the man, we have to kill the chicken also. For yal yayin ben mem yoyim, shenis nasech, agav ya mizbeach. That the din is wine, you have to use good wine for nisach on the mizbeach. So the first 40 days you made wine, it's not fit yet. But once the wine is 40 days old, he holds that's called the yayin already, and you'll have to use agav ya mizbeach. And the last halacha was the Yal Tomit Shal Shachar. That's when we bring the Korban Atomit in the morning. Shekor Vadalat Shoris. You're going to bring it the first 4 hours. Not until Chatzos, but only until the first 4 hours. The kids, so that's why here we pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, because he had this Yehuda Ben Bava like him. What's the proof? Because the Gemara says, my Ketanis. What does Yehuda Ben Bava mean to say, Loch of Ketanis Mashma plural? That there are two cases, Mashma, that we teach the Ketana to make Mian. So love, isn't it that Chod the Rebbe Loza, true, one is Rebbe Loza's case, but for Chad, one is also the Rebbe Eliezer. So it comes out, we have another Mandiyam holding like Rebbe Eliezer, that's why we pass him via by Milan Benes Katana. But maybe although we would pass him like him. Versus Loy, no, it's not the Pshat over here. It could be my Ketanis, you know what Ketanis means? Ketanis the Yalmo. Maybe it only means really only one case of Ketana, and that's the case of Rebbe Loza. But Rabbi Eliezer's case, he maybe is the only one that says Malam Dinesikatana Shetimoyin. And therefore there would be a proof in the first case also. So Mar says, no, that's not the Pshat. Yochi, if so, when it says Ketanois, it just means like a Lashon Rav in plural of this means Ketanos in the world, but it only applies to one case. Yochi, if so, the second case also. Gabi Isha Nami Nisne Noshim. What does it say that Nisha could be remarry Al Edes of an Edechod? It should have said Noshim. The name of that's like this. Noshim Diyam. We would explain what does the word Noshim mean, even though it's one case. It means ladies of the whole world. It means all ladies have this hetta. If the husband goes away and they dech, it says he's dead, you'll have to believe him. So, Elo, Mid Rachi Ketan Isha. By this case, it says just the word Isha. Rachi Ketan Ketanos. And hereby, it says the word Ketanos. Shmamina Davka Ketan Shmamina. Here is a good proof to say that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is passing in both cases of Ketana, both the case of Rabbi Eliezer and the case of Rabbi Lozer, that in both cases he agrees with them to say that we teach the Ketana and tell her she should make Mian. That's why it's good that from the first case there's no proof to say we pass like him in the rest of Shas. Because not, maybe not just there, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says like that. But in the second case of Chala, that was a good Raya. That there we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, I had this theory before we said only in four places. So that's the answer. In Hilchos Tyrus, there were only four places. But other places in Shas could be many places that we pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara says, the Chenom Reb Lozer, Lozer also said like this, the Halacha Kareb Lozer, Bidalit. Then the four Halachas we had before, the Hilchos Tyrus, there are four cases we pass on like Rabbi Eliezer. So and then we ask the question on him also now, the same question, the Suleke and Mornat, the Yotnan would learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Malam Dinesikatana Shetimoin Boy, and Ilchus Yibum, Again, when the two brothers are married to two sisters, and one married to the younger sister, or Ketana, so when the older brother dies, we tell the younger girl to make Miyan. And V'yomer Reb Loza, Lachak Reb Loza, we talk a Paslach Reb Eliezer. So how could Reb Loza say Lachak Reb Eliezer only in four places, and not more, hereby Miyan also be Paslach like him? So where it says, V'chitem, and maybe you want to answer me, that like I said before, that Kiyomer Reb Loza, when did Reb Loza say Lachak Reb Eliezer, B'dalet, that there are only four places that we Paslach like Reb Eliezer? Maybe that's only beside the Tyrus. And say the Tyrus are only four places. Avol b'sha'as sedorim, but in the rest of Shas, it could be equal. Maybe there are a lot of places. Therefore, there's no stira. Now the Gemara still know. Oh, me'ika, is it true? Is there more places that we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer? Is that true what you're saying? Oh, me'ika, v'yotnan, we learned like this. Like, I'll bring you a proof now, that we only paskin like Rabbi Eliezer these four places, even though it's by Tyrus, and no place else. For your tanam, without the mice like this, it says havered, a type of a rose, v'yakoyfer, v'yhalatum, v'yaktaf. These are a type of growths. Rashi says min b'somim, a type of b'somim. Kitaf, that's like a sap that comes out of the tree. Rashi says min ilan, it's a sap that comes out of a tree. It doesn't make any pre, it doesn't make any peris, this tree, only the sap comes out. That's its pre. So it says here, alochom, that yeshlem shvias, these things are considered like Paris. Then the seventh year they have Kedusha Shvias, you're not allowed to hold on to it. You have to make it like Hefka. Or the Dumeim Shvias, if you sell them, the money of it also has Kedusha Shvias on it. And also Yeshlem Bir, that when it comes as man, when it's not left in the fields for the Chayos, you have to take it out of your house. Or the Dumeim Bir, who are the value of it, the money of it also has a Din Bir on it. That's what it says here. And these four things here, the Chiddush is not cool like a tree. A tree has no Kedusha Shvias, it's only the Paris. Chiddush is these things are considered like Paris, like fruit. Now, the Yomer Pdos said, Man Tano Kitaf Ateri, who is the Tana of this Mishnah that holds that the sap, the Kitaf that comes out of a tree, is called the Pri, that there'll be an Issa Paris on it? Rashi says Reb Pdos means, is Reb Pdos Braid Reb Loza Ben Pdos. Is Reb Loza, Yomer Reb Yom Rebbe Pedos, which as it means braid Reb Loza ben Pedos, that man tona ketafa peri, she said Reb Loza goes according to Reb Loza. Rashi man tona hodik tona yeshtam shvius ksava ketafa peri, Reb Eliezer, could you only come on? Reb Loza, Reb Loza is the one that says hamaimet besraf ol also, that if you want to make cheese with the sap that comes out of a tree of ola, it's also by norm. Because the sap that comes out of a tree is also called like the pre. So Kis Reb Loza Reb Pdos says that who's the Tana of this Mishnah that says the Ketaf, the sap that comes out of the tree is called the pre? It goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now, the Yomer Reb Zera says, Chazi, I see that the Minoch from you, O Meyavucha, from your father, that Kesherisa Ketaf Liyama should come out. Now the Ketaf really is Mutta. That there's no Issa Shvias, there's no Issa Orla, Chalon on Ketafa. Why? Because you're telling me now, Reb Pdos is telling me now the what? That the Tana, this Mishnah, is Rabbi Eliezer. Now, your father just said, Reb Loza, that we only pass according to Rabbi Eliezer by four cases and not more. So it comes out of this Mishnah, the one that says the Ketafa is also by Shvias, goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. That according to your father, Reb Loza, that it says we only pass like him in four places, we should not pass because him by Ketaf. Yeah. So if so, Biyama. So, like, it sounds like the Yom was there, Chazid, Minoch from you, Miyavok from your father, you'll be Mati Ketaf Liyama. Why? Ato Mati, you're telling me, Mantana Ketaf, a favorite Rebbe Eliezer, goes according to Rebbe Eliezer. So Yavacham and your father, Reb Loza, tells us, Talacha Rebbe Eliezer Bedalid. That we only possible like Rebbe Eliezer in four cases and not more. So, therefore, Zerim meant to say, Lechura, that Lachuris Ketafa should be Mutta. Now the question is why? The Anisi, if you're telling me like you say, Leimele should have answered back. Reb Pdos should answer back and said, Kiyom Abba Halachuk Rebbe Eliezer. When did my father say, Lachuris like Rebbe Eliezer Bedalid, that's only beside the Tyrus, only Lachuris Nichus Tyrus. Abba Bishar Sadon, like Kovir, is Hilchus Zeroyim. Shal of Shvias, or the Shal of Orla,
Ikra, maybe we do pasken like Rabbi Eliezer. So it's mashma for me that the klal of four is all over Shas. We only pasken like Rabbi Eliezer four times. So what's the son of the kasha he? Abazoy shver the case before by Mion. How come do we pasken like Rabbi Eliezer? I it's not a loch in Hilchos Tyrus. So Morian says mishum dekoi Rabbi Eliezer kavosei. Because Rabbi Eliezer also holds like Rabbi Eliezer. That's why we pasken like him. It's not we learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Malam Denesa Ketana Shetimoyin Boi, that we take to teach the Ketana to give Mian. So again, the Hazem Minur is the same Malacha like by Yibam, by two brothers. So Mor says, is that true? Omi Koyi does Rabbi Eliezer hold like Rabbi Eliezer, Bohai of the Gemara over there says, Boatzruche Matzruchinulu, we need both Halachis. And really, Boledam Milado, they're not like one another. There are two different cases there where we teach the Ketana to be Mamayin, but one has nothing to do with the other. If so, it's still a kasha. How come we pass like Rabbi Eliezer by Miyun? He's the only one that says it. Lekur, we only pass like Rabbi Eliezer in four cases and not more. So we're into the Elo, the Teretz must be Mishum Dekoi Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba Kavosei. That Yehuda ben Baba we had before, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba also holds that Malam Benesa Katana. So therefore, it's not a kasha. We want to say now, it's like a true that there are only four places in Shas that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer because of himself. The reason why by me we paskin that way is not because of him, but because of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba holds like that. Now the Gemara's question, is it true? I was saying now, Besu Leka, that there are no other place we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Is that true? The Yotanan, we learned like this. Gemara in Brachot, it says, Rabbi Akiva says, that Oimra Brachot Revi'is Bifnei Yatzma. The Shal about saying Havdolah and Maitzoy Shabbos in Shemoneh Esrei. So the Akiva Shita is, that you have to make an extra bracha to say Avdolah, that you make a special fourth bracha by itself to make Avdolah. That's the Shita. Rabbi Eliezer, we even know, Rabbi Eliezer says, Oimrim Boido. Rabbi Eliezer holds, we say Avdolah in Moedim. That's what we say on Mitzvah Shabbos. Now, Varama Rabbi Eliezer says, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. Skorot Sefira. How could Rabbi Eliezer say we only pass in the four places? And here it's Mashka, there's a fifth place we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So Marin says, Omer Rab Abba, Rabbi says, Hahu diyama mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. I'll tell you that halacha that Rabbi Eliezer said over the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So that's why we pass like Rabbi Eliezer over there. Not because he's the one that says it, but because he's saying it over the name of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. The tiny would learn like this. Rabbi Akiva Oimer Oimer Rebracha Revius Bifnei Yatzma. We make Havdol in the fourth bracha by itself. Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel Oimer Oimer Baido. So the reason we pass like Rabbi Eliezer is because Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel was the one that said it. So that's why we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So Mori asked the question, no. I v'ho kishisha minei. Rabbi Eliezer was much older than Rabbi Chanina. So you can't say that we're passing him because of Rabbi Chanina. Rashi says, "Well, Kishon Etuva, the Rabbi Eliezer, Hoya, Bimei Rabbi Gamliel, Bnei Shem, Shemin Haneri Baru Gemalchus. Rabbi Eliezer was way before Rabbi Chanina. So you can't tell me now, like the Apostle of Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Chanina said like him, he came way before him. For Kishon Etuva is much older than him. Most is like this. Not the pshat is that Rabbi Eliezer holds the Shittas from Rabbi Chanina, because Rabbi Chanina was much later than him. El the pshat like this." Mishum dekoy Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel b'shitosei, that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, he came much later. But the pshat is he agrees to Rabbi Eliezer. So that's why we convey the loch is like Rabbi Eliezer. Not because Rabbi Eliezer himself, I'll see himself, he wouldn't pascha like him. But because later on it came Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, that he also holds like his shita, that's why we pascha like Rabbi Eliezer. But it could be so far as like a truth that there are only four places in Shas that we pascha like Rabbi Eliezer. Now the Gemara says, Umikoi is it true what you're saying? Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel holds Peshitas Rabbi Eliezer. The Yotani would learn like this. Or Yom Kippur, that means Mariv by Yom Kippur. Mispalul Sheva, we say seven brachas in Shemoneh Esrei. Or Mizvada, after Shemoneh Esrei, you say Vidui. Shachris, the same thing. Mispalul Sheva, we say seven brachas. Or Mizvada, we say Vidui after Shachris. Musaf, the same thing. Mispalul Sheva, we say seven brachas on Yom Kippur. Or mitzvada, then you say vidui. Mincha, the same thing, mispal l'shevu mitzvada, seven brachas, then you say vidui. Benil also, mispal l'shevu, we say seven brachas in the Shemoneh Esrei.
umizvad remisayt vidui. The adverse, what's going to be now marav of mitzvah Yom Kippur, that says clearly mispalu shevu, we only make seven brachas, and the middle bracha is mi'ein shmon esrei. It's like havineinu, it's one bracha that's kolol, a part of all the 18 all the brachas, but it's only one bracha. So really it's called you make only seven brachas. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, Mishum Avais, the name of his father, says over, Oimeh Mispalu Shmon Esra. No, you have to make 18 brachas. Why? Bevnei Shetzorach Leim Havdolah B'Chonin HaDoas. Like we do. You have to say Havdolah in the bracha of Chonin HaDoas. So if you can't say one big bracha for all the middle brachas, but you have to say all 18 brachas. So the Kashu is, you see here, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel does not hold like Rabbi Eliezer, that you say Havdolah in Hador, in Moedim, but rather he holds the way we do it. We make a bracha, we say make the Havdalah in the bracha of Chenin HaDoas. Skomorin says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Iyu Oma Mishum Avoysev. Over here the Peshat is a Chenin HaGamliel saying over Mishum Avoysev. He's saying what his father holds. His father holds that you make Havdalah in Chenin HaDoas. But it could be V'lei, Lei Srilei. But he himself, Rav Chenin HaGamliel, does not hold like that. He himself holds like Rabbi Eliezer, that you make the Havdalah in the in Moedim. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Oh Malay Rabbi Yimil Rab Zero. So Rabbi Yim, you said now to Rab Zero, Fiat Le Tizbra, is it true what you're saying? Because Rab Zero was the one before that said that we do not paskin like this Mishnah Ktaf. He was the one that said that according to your Cheshbin, it only comes out according to Rabbi Eliezer, and we talk about paskin like it. That's what Rabbi Eliezer said, that's what Rabbi Zera said before. That's mashma, that we do not paskin the mission of Ketach. Because that only goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. So we ask the question to him, is it true? Omali Rabbi Yimel Rabbi Zera. The yat le tizba you do not hold. That the man tonne Ketach peri. Rabbi Eliezer who? Well, the pshat was before Rabbi Zera said that he meant to say that according to what you're learning, it shouldn't come out lalocha. So Pasha Demoramit said before Rabbi Zeir was arguing and saying you can't tell like you're saying. You can't tell me that the time of that Mishnah was Rabbi Eliezer. Because if so, he wouldn't pass it like that. So Masha Rabbi Zeir himself holds that the Mishnah of Ketach is not according to Rabbi Eliezer. Now the most question is that true? The Atle Tizbro, that the man Tanak Tofa Peri, Rabbi Eliezer, you don't hold like that. Avyitznan, we learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer says clearly, that Hamaimid Bisraf Ola. We take out the Sraf means the sap that comes out of a tree of Ola, when it's less than 3 years old. So that sap that comes out of the tree is awesome. You're not allowed to use it to make cheese, to churl up the cheese with it. So who you see clearly is Rabbi Eliezer, the one that says that the Sraf is awesome. So how could you observe something like that? Someone says no. Filu Temer Rabban, even if you want to say it goes according to the Rabban of that mission of the other Ketav. That's where Rabbi Zeira holds, not like Rabbi Eliezer. It goes according to Rabbanan. But still it's like this. I'll tell you like this. Am kan le pligi Rabbanan le de Rabbi Eliezer. When did Rabbanan argue on Rabbi Eliezer to say that the Ketaf is not awesome? Ela b'ktofa de gavza. Only the Ketaf, the sap that comes out of a tree itself. The gavza means of the bark itself of the tree. She says, Top of the gavza, the sraf hamleitiv mineitz, the staff that comes out of the tree. There, the kates beyond, it's like the tree itself. Alva ketaf heavy sraf hapagan, but the staff that comes out of the peris, that even the rabbanon agree has a locha of the tree itself. That's what we want to answer. So this outcome of three rabbanon leder, when the rabbanon argued, Rabbi Eliezer said that the sap is nothing. That's the sap that comes out of a tree, the kat for the gavza. Well, the kat for the peri, but the sap that comes out of the fruit itself, moidele, and even the rabbonim would agree that the sap taker has a loch of the pri on it. Therefore, that mishnah that says the ketaf has a nisashvius on it could even go according to rabbonim treatum. And the pshat is that's talking about the sap that comes out of the pri itself. Tanan, we learned like this. Omer Rabbi Shua says, Shemati, I heard Shemati the first, I heard clearly that Shamaimid Bisraf Olin, if somebody uses the sap that comes out of the olin, the leaves, Bisraf Fikun, the sap that comes out of the tree itself, Mutta, that sap is Mutta, since it comes out of the bark, the wood, it's not Osal Shrius. But Bisraf Hapogim, but the sap that comes out of the Paris, also,
then it has a Nisa Shvius or Nisa Orler on it. Why? Because Neshu Pri, because that's called the Pri. So that's the issue of here. That Mishnah could even go according to the Rabbanin. Because Rabbanin also agreed there is a Ketav that's also the Ketav, the sap that comes out of the Pri. It's only the sap that comes out of the tree that's a Machlokes. The Ibrahim said, if you want to catch like this, that keep pligi Rabbanu lay the Rebbe Lezer, when the Rabbanu lay the Rebbe Lezer, bila noisa peris. Only a tree that gives off fruit, then there they hold what's called the fruit, only the fruit itself, not the sap that comes out of the tree. Avo bi'ilon she'ena oisa peris. If you have a tree that does not give off fruits at all, then it could be even the Rabbanu agree, moide the kotz wuzer period, it could be even the Rabbanu agree, that the sap that comes out of the tree itself, that's called the pri. So again, we could have better, not only the sap that comes out of the pri is called the pri, but even the sap that comes out of a tree. That if that tree has no other peris, then the Rabbanon agree that this sap is called the pri. I'll bring you proof that now we learn like this. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ein lektav shvius, that the sap that comes out of a tree has no issa shvius on it at all, has no kedusha shvius. The Chomer, the Chomer say no, yesh lektav shvius. You should know the ketav, the sap that comes out of the tree has nisa shvius on it. Why? Because the sap that comes out of the tree, that's considered its pri, that's called the fruit of this tree, therefore it has nisa shvius on it. Now let's see, man chachom, who's the chachom over here? Lav rabbonim, the plig, you'll hear the Rebbe Lezer. Isn't this the rabbonim that argue on Rebbe Lezer? That even though, again, when the tree has fruits, then the Rabbanan hold that the sap that comes out of the tree is not called a pri, it's not called Yisra Shrius. But where the tree has no other fruits, then he agrees the sap that comes out of it, that is called a pri. O Malay Yehu Saba, an older person said, that Hoch Yom Rabbi Yechanan, this is Rabbi Yechanan said, Hoch Yom Rabbi Yechanan, that man chacham, who's the chacham over here? Rabbi Eliezer. The Yom HaKitfo is there, period. That he, the Rebbe, goes according to Rebbe Lezer, it says, the Ketav, that's called his pri. Now, E Rebbe Lezer, so my Rebbe Lezer, my Eir Elon, Shein Noisa Pri, what do you have to say? It's only the sap that comes out of a tree that does not peris. Afilo Elon Noisa Peri. Even a tree that gives off fruit, still Rebbe Lezer holds, Ketofa is there, period. That the mice of the sap that comes out of a tree, no matter what type of a tree it is, Rebbe Lezer holds, it is called like a tree. So Gemara says true, but I'll answer you over here, Le Devrayim de Rabbonin Komalu. Rebbe Lezer is talking back to the Rabbonin and saying like this. Lididi, according to my sheet alone, Rebbe Eliezer, he himself holds, Afilu Elon, who is the peris, even if you have a tree that gives off fruits, still nami kot for his period. The sap that comes out of the tree itself is also called like the pri, and it would have an issa shvius. It would have an issa orler on it. But the tchu, according to you, Rabbanin, oidulumias, don't you agree to me at least that bila and shein oisa peris, that are called upon by a tree that does not give off any fruits, don't you agree the kot for his period, that are called upon of the sap that comes out of the tree, that should be called like a pri? The Boron said back, no, Loishnum, there's no difference, no. They held no, every type of a sap, even a sap that comes out of a tree that has no prayers, could be, they hold, it's not called a pre. So therefore, there's no proof to make this chilek now. But Einachanami, the man down before, he made this chilek and said, no, that the Chum would agree by the ktaf that comes out of a tree that has no prayers, that is called a pre. Yeah. Yeah, now the Mishnah says, it said, Ezohi Bsula, what's called the Bsula? Koshla Rosa. Says a Bsula girl that never saw Dam yet, so the first time she has appeared, the first time she sees Dam, she's only Tomei Mikana Labo, not La Mafreya, not with the din of Meisliyes. Tonema Rabbana, what about this? Nisais, let's say the girl gets married. Rosa Dam Machas Nesuyin. And she sees Dam because when she gets married, it breaks the Bsulam, so she sees Dam. Or else, but her own period she never saw yet. Yolda, let's say then she gives birth. Verosa dam, amach masledi, she sees blood because of the giving birth. So lochur is adaina nikura, she is still called la b'sula. She is still called the b'sula because she never had a regular period yet. And therefore, the first time she's going to see dam, she'll still have the din of dayin shosan. Sherei b'sula shom, because after the Mishnah says the din of a b'sula is dayin shosan, that's b'sula's damin. Meaning to say she never saw dam yet because of the nidus. For loy b'sulas b'sulam, and we're not saying she's a b'sula that she didn't break a b'sulam. It could be taka she doesn't have any b'sulam anymore. as long as she's never saw her regular period yet, so that's a bit of a besula. That now the first time she does have a period, the din would be as a daya shos, and she would not be tamal mafreya. She would only be tamal mikan labo. Versus any, it's not that way, it's not true. The Yomra of Kana says, Tony, we learn gimel besula saying there are three types of besulas. There's a b'sulas odam, means an isha that's a b'sula. She didn't break a b'sulam yet. There's a b'sulas karka, that means karka that was never worked on yet. And there's b'sulas shikma, this type of a tree, a shikma that was never cut off yet as branches. So like this, b'sulas odam, what's called a b'sulas odam? Means kol shaman shlo nivla, kol zman an isha didn't have biya yet, that she didn't break a b'sulam yet. Now, if you mean, what's the difference? L'kayin gadol. And we know a kayin gadol is a mitzvah for him to marry a b'sula and not a b'ula. Inami Rasluk Subasa Masayim, that an Isha that's a Bsula, her Ksub is Masayim, or Bula has a Ksub only of 100. Now, Bsula's Karka, what's the loch of Bsula's Karka? That means Kol Zaman Shle Nevdev, nobody ever worked on that Karka, that's called the Bsula's Karka. What's the difference? Now, if Kamidal or Nachalaysan, that the loch is by the Egla Rufa, you're supposed to make the Egla Rufa down by a Nachal, by a ground that they never worked there. So if you have a karka, b'sulas karka, that's kosher for egla rufa. And the amir onamirel to make a chamemcha, if you sell property, it sounds very expensive because since you never planted there yet, so now the first time you plant there, it'll give off very good fruit. So it's not kamina for selling purposes. Now the last case is b'sulas shikma. That means kol zaman shel niksa, kol zaman you didn't cut off any part of the tree yet. It's called the b'sulas shikma. The nafkamina is because if you cut off once, it'll grow back a lot. Now, if you mean lemeka chamemcha, it's also very valuable, because it's easy to make it grow very good. It says the year. Inami rosh lemiktsa b'shrius, or you're allowed to cut it down in shrius, and not kriyat nan. And kaitasim b'sulashim b'shrius, you're not allowed to cut it down the first time on shrius, it's called like an avoida, it's a hard work to do, you can't do this work on shrius. B'vnei shi avoida. Because that's called the hard work. So these are three cases that are called b'sulais, b'sulas odam, b'sulas karka, and b'sulas shikma. But it doesn't say a fourth case. All right, turn over, continue one on the other side.